Hey guys, welcome to the Next Level Agents podcast. I am your host, Kevin Kaufman, and along with my business partner and co-host, Fred Weaver, we bring to you our podcast all about getting to the next level. Sometimes we talk to real estate agents, sometimes brokers, sometimes people just in and around our space, and sometimes just entrepreneurs in general. But our point here is to talk to the brightest and the best and to pull gold nuggets out of them and bring them to you so that way you can take little actionable pieces of advice, sometimes big actionable pieces of advice, and make your business even better and help you get to the next level. Do me a favor, if you haven't already, go over to ratethispodcast.com. ratethispodcast.com/NLA stands for Next Level Agents. And please leave us a 5-star review if you have not already. All right, without further ado, welcome to today's episode.
I'll just tell you a little bit about our first speaker. Number one, he's just an amazing dude. One of my genuinely best friends in life, probably the person, oddly enough, that I probably phone call the most.
That's weird.
What? That I call people?
Yeah, most of us know that's weird.
Yeah, no, I don't like to talk on the phone. He's the probably.
You don't even answer my calls.
Are you kidding me? Do you know who's on the other end of that?
Fair enough.
He's genuinely like the guy. I know all but one speaker here this week, genuinely a good friend of mine, or a friend of mine at least. Maybe Matt, not so much, but mostly good friends, with one exception that I don't know, and he'll be speaking later today. But this guy, so I know I say my friend a lot, but I can't tell you what this person means to me. One of the things I admire the most about Dustin is he just gets shit done. The guy just decides he wants to do something, and that's not that he doesn't fail, because he fails his way through it, but he makes things happen. Whether we're talking about a $100 million plus real estate team, which by the way has some of the most amazing people on it that I'm looking at, because I've had the chance to be around you guys, or a development company, or a building company, or coaching different people. Like the guy is like Tony Robbins for real estate, like, and development and mindset. And I love the perspective he brings. He forces me to think. And so I'm excited to share Dustin with you guys this morning.
Dustin's also one of those guys that has supported us on this event for many years in a row, and supported us in general for many years in a row. And just really good friend of ours who we both care deeply for. He has better taste in sports than you do, which puts him up higher on my list. And so if you guys would, welcome to the stage our friend, Mr. Dustin Runyon.
Love you a lot. Thank you. I requested Bieber. They gave me that. I appreciate it. No, I'm just kidding. Good to see everybody. How's everybody doing? Good? Good. Who of you do I know? Raise your hand. That's so cool. Awesome. And for those that I don't know, it's good to meet you. I'm excited to be here. Super, super grateful for Kevin and Fred for putting this on. They were somebody, I don't know if you've ever had somebody in your life like this that like believed in you before you believed in you. Yeah, they were that for me. So they gave me a stage when I didn't deserve a stage. And so I tried to go out and make them proud. And they've just always been incredibly supportive of me. I had a friend that would tell me this once. What's up, dude? I had a friend that told me this once that was, the people that truly believe in you before you believe in you, don't let those people down. And make that incredibly meaningful, and put a lot of meaning and attach a lot of meaning to that as you possibly can. So excited to be here. With that being said, I'm gonna jump into some stuff today. I'm really excited to get into it. I'm not ignorant enough to think I have any of the answers to any of your business problems or to any life problems, but what I like to do is I like to show up on stage here and I like to remind you of a lot of the things that you probably already know, and remind myself as well. I believe there's things in your life that you know that you need to do, things in your business you know you need to do, and we might not be doing them. I believe adults don't need to be instructed, they simply need to be reminded. I was telling Curtis backstage, I was like, at what point is pain gonna quit being the leader in the lessons of my life? in business. You know, I thought I got to a certain point. I'm like, okay, pain's not going to be the lesson in anymore. And it continues to be the lesson in my life. And the cool thing about pain is if you chase the pain, you get the lessons quicker. If you don't chase the pain, I found that it chases you. And if every day you go out and you chase the pain of growth, the pain of the next level, that when pain shows up on your doorstep, it's just another fucking Tuesday. Does that make sense? I know every single time I've tried to get comfortable, like I thought I've arrived at a certain level in my business. I don't know if you guys have ever done this. And I've enjoyed the coasting of that. Well, I found out that you can really only coast downhill, and that those things that you have avoided, they show up on your doorstep like a bill collector. And so today what I'm going to share with you is some things I've learned. I'm an oversimplification kind of guy. I remember Kevin told me once, he goes, I think you oversimplify a little too much. I go, that's the best advice, or that's the best compliment you've ever given me. I appreciate that. Because I believe we take very simple concepts, we make them incredibly complicated, whether it's mindset, whether it's business strategy, whether it's life planning, whether it's business planning, whatever it is, we tend to make it overtly complicated, whether that's the ego or the sexy form of avoidance or whatever it may be. So today, I'm gonna hopefully give you some things that are you can apply, some things that, some exercises you can do that you can take from here, apply into your business and life. The coolest fucking thing about our business is the better you get in your life, the better your business gets. How many people have figured that out? Like that you as a human, if you're growing consistently, you're pushing yourself to new limits consistently, that the byproduct of that is not only more fulfillment in your own life, better relationships, better health, better spirit, better fulfillment, your business takes off. True? A lot of people want their business to take off without them having to take off. I see that in leadership a lot. I was that person early on growing my team. I wanted savages on my team without being a savage. And so I'm gonna share with you today some alignment things, some mindset things. Early on in my career, I started at a Remax, and then I went to an independent brokerage. And those brokerages, great independent brokerage. We failed big time. And it was very difficult. And from there, I had went to another office where they had training, education, they had culture, they had community, they had all these things that I had never really seen before. And I was like blown away. I'm young. I'm in my early 20s, so I'm naive as shit. And I go in to this office. It's like I saw, like, it was like the greatest thing I had ever experienced in my life. I mean, I got like tech classes, I've got script practice, I've got how to build the business, I got people sharing me how they built theirs. And I was like, this is phenomenal. And then one day, it like hit me. I'm like, how is it that this organization is giving everybody everything they need to succeed? Literally everything. Grown adults, I'm like 23, grown adults, everything they need to succeed in life, or in business, excuse me, and they're still failing. And it was this moment of like naivety that was like one of those, I don't know if you guys have ever had this, like defining moments in your life. Yeah? Yeah. It was a defining moment for me because I was like, they're giving them all the strategies, yet they're not succeeding. And that, I got obsessed with that. What is it how somebody can take this little strategy and take it 20 miles, and yet another person has all the strategies in the world and they take it 2 feet? And that was the question that I wanted answered for me. And so what I found out was that majority of success was based on your psychology. And so I got obsessed with understanding what mindset was. And I had heard mindset, but mindset's this like, it's like this vague, foggy thing out there, like what exactly is mindset? And I always wanted to define it. And so I got obsessed with the psychology of success. How do these people think differently? What is it that they do differently than those that have the exact same resources? In fact, this was even crazier. A lot of the time, the people that were failing had more resources than those that were succeeding. Have you ever found that? Like, the person that needs the most resources just continues to want more and more resources. And the person that's resourceful just takes the one a mile. And so today, I'm going to share with you like a conglomeration of about 15 years. It's very simple. You're going to be like, that took you 15 years. I fuck up a lot. So, and I mean that. Like when he says I failed my way through business, I definitely do before I know. And that was one of those principles in psychology that I learned. And those that work with me know that. I do it, and then I figure it out. And so today, I'm going to make it simple. So let's get started. Moving forward, and I know a lot of people have been discussing this as of yesterday, but I'm going to oversimplify what's going to happen next year. There's only going to be two agents in the marketplace, and that's it. Okay? Now, when I talk up here, I was telling Curtis this backstage. I'm like, he's like, you're going to just talk to me, aren't you? I'm like, no, I go up here to talk to me. So a lot of the times, when I'm in the crowd oftentimes and I hear a speaker, I tend to think about the people in my life that need to change. Oh, I know a guy like that. I know a gal like that, right? So what I'd ask you to do throughout this is just to look inward, put the mirror up, and look inward for yourself, okay? And there's gonna be some slides you can take pictures of and stuff, so let's move forward. Two types of agents. There's gonna be the drama agent next year. And you can think of, maybe you've been this agent before, right? I just had a call, not kidding, I'm on my way here, it's a half hour call with a great friend of mine, being the drama agent. Being the drama agent. Did you hear about the lawsuit? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about, and I'm like, I actually didn't. Because in order to be the drama agent, you need to have there's three ingredients, okay? Number one, you gotta be a victim, okay? So remember back at that office, the people that needed all the resources, the people that always needed more and more and more and more in order to take action, those people that never used the strategies, boom, victim. Okay? The victim, though, it needs something else, like a host on a body. Okay? I want you to think about that. They need something to live. And what they need to live is what's called a perpetrator. That perpetrator can be the market, it could be NAR, it could be another competing real estate firm. They always need somebody that's after them or something that's after them. What I've found is most of the time, it's a person, it's not a person. And if it is a person, that person isn't around. But it's a place or an event or a situation. Because we need something external to justify why we're not doing the things internal. Okay? And then the third thing, these people are always looking for a hero. Someone to come save the day. They're not looking for help. They're looking for a hero. And here's the trick. I heard this and I forgot who I heard it from and I hate it when I do this. I just don't have a great memory. Which is, someone said this, the day you realize that you become a man or a woman is the day you realize that no one's coming to save you. And once you realize no one's coming to save you, what a beautiful moment to just take extreme personal responsibility, not only for your situation, but your circumstances. You've heard this before. Not everything in your life is your fault, but it is your personal responsibility. So this is going to be one of the agents. Okay? Now, these are the symptoms of somebody who's going to fail. Okay? Now there's going to be the growing agent. There's going to be the agent that grows next year. The agent that expands next year. Okay? That's going to be somebody that takes personal responsibility and is accountable for their actions, accountable to the results, accountable for their own growth, accountable for their leadership. Someone who just owns it all. These people ask for help. My friend says this. He goes, I'll help you build your business. My job's to help you, your job's to build your business. right? Take responsibility for it. If you've ever been in a poor relationship before in your life where someone has put it on you to make them happy, that's the hero. The helper is, I'll support you, but it's your job to get happy. Same thing in business. These people look out for help. Help is a superpower. I hired a new coach for next year. Kept the same coach too. Hired another coach. All the people in my life and my close friends, if they're looking to take something to the next level, they go ask for help day one. Day one. And lastly, these people contribute. Some of the best teams I've ever been a part of, they have this aura of contribution with inside their organization. I mean, really think about it. You're one of two people. You either give or you what? You either give or you take. Right? And so the best organizations is a group of contributors. And these are the people that are going to take it to the next level next year. Okay? Now, leadership is funny because they were asking me to talk about team building. And I was like, I don't know how to talk about that. So I was like, I don't know how to talk about building it, but I do know how to talk about leadership because I've screwed all that up before too. So I've broken leadership down into like some three simple things that we can work on here. But here's the truth about leadership. And if I'm repeating myself with people yesterday, I wasn't here, so if I'm saying what they're saying, good. If you hear the same message multiple times, ding, right? If you cannot lead a group of people, you cannot lead an organization if you don't learn to lead yourself. And it's the biggest thing that I see in teams that fail to grow, in organizations that fail to grow. And if you don't have an organization or a team, and you are your team, you're an individual agent, you've got to lead you. You've got to lead your family. My dad said this. My dad bounced at 16 years old. And I talked to him until I was 30, and then he died 2 years later. And he gave me some of the greatest lessons of all time. I don't know if you guys are in this, but I didn't have the dad I wanted, but I had the dad I needed. Because my dad would always say this, don't do as I say, or don't do as I do, do as I say. And I'm like 7, confused as shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's just poor leadership, right? I mean, he's just smoking lung darts in the back patio. He's like with the door open, you know, smoking up the whole house. But if I like brought water in the house, I'm like, Dad, the whole place smells like cigarette smoke. I'm just trying to play in the pool, dude. Don't do as I do as I say. But I learned my work ethic from him, and I learned a lot of leadership lessons from him. And that was one of them. Because that's character. And character is one of the key ingredients of quality leadership. Think about this. Think about the person that you want to follow. Think about the type of person that you love listening to. Whether it's online or on Instagram or a friend of yours. Think of that person. What are the qualities of that person that you love so much? What makes you want to follow somebody? What makes you inspired by somebody? Figure out who you want to follow, who they are, and go be that. Be who you want to follow. We did this thing, and it was kind of a cheesy thing, to be honest with you, but it was kind of cool because it was, I don't know, 15 years ago, and we had a room full of about 500 people, and I said, did an exercise where I said, take a piece of paper, write down the person that inspires you the most, that you would love to follow, that you would love to be your leader. There's like 500 people. And I said, how many people wrote their name down? And there was like 2. And they were the narcissists in the room, you know? I'm just kidding. I'm like, I know both of you fuckers. So leadership starts with character, integrity. And we're going to talk about values today, but what type of values do you hold? We're going to go over this. You are not what you say you value. You're what your behavior says you value. You know, you can say you value your family, but if we don't ever spend any quality time with them, do we? We can say we value growth, but if we swim in the comfort zone 23/7, do we? We say we value integrity, but we don't keep promises to ourselves. And so, this is character, is knowing your values and living them out. And if you don't know what your values are, I'm going to give you some ways that you can work on this today. Because all your life is values. The only reason to join our organization is values. That's like the number one reason. And those of all the organizations that I see that are growing, they know their values, they hire to their values, they live out their values. I've been part of organizations that would post the values on the wall, right? Nobody lived them out. And when people broke those values consistently, they never let them go. All you're going to attract is more of that. So character, number one. Two, you got to know your shit. You got to be on top of your shit. You got to be consistently learning all the time. Whatever it is that you're looking to master, if you want to be a leader in that, you got to know your shit. You can hear up here. I mean, I saw Gubernick slides back there. He's going to blow your mind. I don't know if that was yesterday or not. That guy knows his shit. I was like, my slides look like shit. Like, he knows his shit. So you can't just, it's not just about, it's so funny when you sit down with somebody who genuinely knows the numbers of their market. Like, I have this area that we build residential subdivisions in. I mean, I can sit in front of anybody, freestyle. I know the absorption rate. I know average price point in each block. Any investor, any time, any place. And when you know your shit, you get to earn influence. Not just with your clients, but with your family, with your friends, with the people that you're around. So that's the next thing. And third, last but not least, you gotta have results. You gotta actually make shit happen. What I find with some leaders is they made shit happen and then got comfortable and then wanted everyone else around them to make shit happen. I would say the reason why we're able to attract such great people to our organization, and you'll see the organizations that are growing, is the leaders of the company never stopped. They kept going. They kept on growing consistently. Because if you want, back to what I said at the beginning, if you want to attract incredible people into your life, I just have this belief, you have to be more incredible. And you can think of people in your life that are incredibly smart, they get results, shitty character. You know those people? Do you want to follow them? You know people in your life that have great character? These are the hardest ones, man. They have great character. They know what they need to do consistently, but they get no results ever. Oh, those are rough. Those are like the hardest people to let go in the organization because they're good people. They just don't get the results. So this next year, this is what I'm focused on. I want to lock in my character. Consistently figure out what it is that I need to learn every single day to become the best, to provide the best, to lead at my best. And I got to continue to get results, period. Because there are people that are up year over year over year over year over year. And those people are focused on these three things, whether they know it or not, whether it's conscious or unconscious. So the next thing inside of leadership, if we want to get in alignment and we want to find this flow, and I find this question genuinely to be the hardest. I've worked with, done 10,000 hours of one-on-one coaching. This tends to be one of the hardest questions for people to answer. So if you decided what agent that you're gonna be, we know we need to lead that. The next step is like, what is it that you want for you, your business, your family, in your life, specifically? The reason why the brain likes to make it all vague and foggy is so it doesn't set up conditions for failure. Because when you get specific about what it is you want, well, now you know if you're failing or succeeding. If you're just, quote unquote, working hard, that can always be the justification for not getting the results that your heart truly desires. But I'm just working hard. I understand. What is it that you want, though? Specifically. Because we have to have a target. Anybody ever felt aimless before? Raise your hand. Appreciate it. Thank you. Me too. Me too. And I see it in my organization. I see it a lot, truthfully, with people who have already acquired success. Because success can be a really terrible teacher. It can teach you that you don't need to keep going. I say you may not need more money, but your spirit needs more growth. You can't hack that. So you got to get crystal clear on what you want, and you got to get hyper-specific on exactly what it is that you want. Here's the other rule to this, just a little thing. I have chosen exactly what I wanted. I was on that path. I was halfway there, and I go, pivot. You can pivot. Like 4 years ago, we were going to be a land developer. Today, we basically developed all the land inside of our city, and I'm like, we're a home builder now. You can pivot what you want. I have seasons in my life where I want different things. And that's okay too. What's awesome is your rules. But we have to know what we want if we want to be in alignment. Back to values. Here's what's important about values. Aspiration has become the like fine wine of alcoholism. It's like the sexiest way to avoid. Because many of us, if you read up here, many of us state the values we wish we had as a way to cover up the values we actually have. So in truth, aspiration can often become another form of avoidance. Instead of facing who we really are, we lose ourselves in who we wish to become. I know people, because I was this guy, I would come to stuff like this, and I go home, and I do nothing. And I always thought I was like, I was better than my friends doing nothing. Even though I was doing nothing. Because I read this essay the other day. It says, going to the seminar isn't doing the thing. Reading the book isn't doing the thing. Having friends that are doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Talking about doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Taking notes isn't doing the thing. Showing up isn't doing the thing. Having the intent to do the thing isn't doing the thing. The only thing that is doing the thing is doing the fucking thing. And that's how you can see where people's values are. You value through behavior. You show your values through your behavior, not through your desires. But I will tell you this, your desires will tell you what you need to value. I'm not going to tell anyone what to value. That's a dictator. But I believe in all of our hearts, if you have something in there, desires in your life, all you have to write down is all those desires, and then go, what would I need to value in order to hit those desires? In order to make those desires become a reality. And then all you have to do is a thing called modeling. I'm sure Burnoff talked about that. Modeling. Find somebody who has what it is that you want specifically. Figure out what it is they value, create principles around that value, and you'll have what they have. Because values is about becoming, not having. So I'll give you kind of what good values are and bad values. I won't tell you what to value, but these are just some simple good values and bad values. Good values, evidence-based, constructive, and controllable. These are what good values are. Like integrity. Have you ever found that when you act in integrity, even when you don't want to, it feels good? There's evidence behind it. True? Is it constructive? Is integrity constructive? Yes. Is it controllable? Yes. Bad values are emotion-based. destruction. I meant destructible. What did I mean? Destructive. Thank you. Destructive and uncontrollable. Like caring about it, like valuing other people's opinions. Valuing being validated. Right? These things are emotion-based values. What I found back at that all office about 12 years ago is that those that were succeeding, they didn't behave out of emotion. They behaved out of principle. I love this phrase that my business partner and investor, he shares with me all the time. I go, what's the greatest, what's made you so successful? And he says this phrase, and I love it, because it shows that he lives a principle-based life and has operated a principle-based business. Because he came into my office last week, and this guy's like, you know, billion. He comes to my office and he talks to my team, and he wasn't feeling good. But I remember being in his room at his house, and he's got this like theater room in his house, and I remember asking him this question like 5 years prior to him being in my office. And I said, what is it about you? And he goes, I always fucking play hurt. He goes, because winners play hurt. And in that moment, I'm like, this dude lives out of principle. He isn't overtly focused on how he feels. And I love that because we had hired a gal, came on with us, and I was like, how you doing? How you feeling? She's like, I'm good. How are you feeling? And someone hadn't asked me that in a while. And I go, truthfully? Yeah, I go, I don't really care how I feel. I got shit to do. And I know as soon as I get it done, I'm going to feel fucking great. So fast forward, he's about to talk to, he talks in front of, you know, he's got like an insurance business with like, you know, 1,000 agents or so, or 500 agents. And he speaks all around the country all the time. And he's about to go speak in front of, you know, our 30, 40 people at the office. And he goes, he's back there. He's like, I don't feel good. I'm like, do you want to just call it off? And he looks up at me, he goes, winners play hurt, motherfucker. And he went out there and killed it. So, principle-based. All right. Next, I'm going to go into this. We're going to have energy. Back to that thing, like, your workout isn't going to do the thing for you at work, but it will provide more energy, right? The cold plunge isn't making calls, but it may stimulate you to have the energy to make those calls. So I've never seen anybody with low energy consistently over long periods of time do anything big. If you want to do big shit, you better have big energy. And so here's some energy laws. They're both physical and psychological. I tend to think that they're more psychological than they are physical. As I get older, that's starting to change. So physical, your surroundings and your environment. This is who you're hanging out with. This is where you're going. This is where you're working. It's a huge dictator of energy. You ever felt this? You're having a bad day. You get around, surrounded by the right people, and all of a sudden you feel fucking incredible. Like your energy goes up. You're like, actually, I do got this. So making sure that your surroundings and your environment are indicative of the energy that you want to experience. I started looking at who I wanted to be around a little bit differently. Because I thought I wanted to be around only successful people. And then I got around successful people and I realized our values clashed. So what I tend to want to be is around people that have the values that I want to have or have. And I want to be around people who are in the emotional states that I want to be in. Does this make sense? I don't know if you've been a part of an office where someone's succeeding at the expense of everybody in the office. Yeah, they're successful, but they still suck. So, second, your diet. I think there was a doctor up here yesterday, right? Did he talk about this? Perfect. I'm not a doctor, so whatever he said. your activity. This is movement. Like, I did this joke once. We were speaking. I was at Justin, I don't know if he's here, Justin Nelson's event out in Dallas once at Sphere Rocket, and I had brought in some of my team members. I go, and I asked him, I said, hey, try to pick out the speakers in the room just by the way they fucking walk, by the way they carry themselves, by the way they move, by the way they stand. It's like biological. Moving your body makes you feel better, makes the mind better, creates better energy. Also, move how you want to feel. And fourth, your sleep. Still suck at that. And then here's psychological. You've heard this before. What you focus on, you feel. Have you heard that? Yeah. Focus, if you value focus, it's controllable. You get to decide what you focus on. Here's like five that I think are some pillars, especially in business, if you want to have quality energy. Focus on standards over expectations. Expectations ruin lives, ruin relationships. Expectations is like, it's a silent devil. Standards are the things that you can control. Standards are your behavior. It's funny how many times there'll be an agent that's been in the business for 5 years and they still expect other agents they do business with to handle it properly. Stop being surprised. Second, focus on what you can control. I think Ben has this as a part of his company values, I'm not sure, but like winners focus on what they can control. The reason why that works so well is it puts you in power. If you're focused on what you can't control, you're giving your power up. Third, focus on what you do have. This has you this kills two birds. One, it puts you into gratitude, which tends to be the antidote to any negative emotion or undesired emotion. And second, it puts you into resourcefulness. Fourth, focus on what's right now. What can I do right now? What's the next best move I can make? What's the next right step? And lastly, you gotta get the assholes and or the victims out of your life. They will drain the energy out of you. You ever felt that? Yeah. When we behave like that, our energy goes down, true? When I want to step into victimhood, which I do, I feel sorry for myself when things get really, 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 really hard, like yesterday. Energy goes down. So these are the psychological energy laws. Now, earlier we had discussed emotions. Here's a good principle. The number one thing that gets in the way of human intelligence is human emotion. Your feelings lie, and they lie a lot. At least in my life they do. I mean, you just start off with something very basic like this. How many times did you not feel like getting up? You got up, you felt better. How many times do you not feel like making the call, not having the hard conversation? Then you did it, and you felt better. Those that I've seen and witnessed and been around that are living a fulfilled, successful life, live a life of principles, by principles. Here's kind of like the simple definition that I have of what a principle is. It's a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as a foundation for a system of belief or behavior. I look at it more like this, a law. Like you're not going to get pulled over by the cop for blowing the stop sign and go, dude, I just didn't feel like it. Right? Or like, man, I'm really, really tired. Or, dude, it's been a hard week. He's going to be like, sounds good. Welcome to being a human. Here's your ticket. The root principle, and you're kind of seeing this theme throughout the talk, is the root principle is personal responsibility in all things. In your relationships, in your marriage, in your friendships, in your business. Because you can't live a principle-based life without that. You live an expectation-based life. An emotion-based life. So that's the root principle. Now, beliefs, there's this argument, is like, what happens first, a belief or an action? You know, I tend to think that knowledge occurs. What is a principle? Well, figure out what somebody is doing, right? Back to that, modeling. Figure out what they're living by. Create those as principles in your life to live by. And then act on them. And through acting on them, you will create a thing called evidence. Like, if you want to have more confidence, the number one way to have more confidence is to curate more evidence in your life consistently over and over and over and over and over again. Because confidence just comes from self-trust. Self-trust comes from keeping promises to yourself. If someone said they were going to show up to a meeting with you, they blew you off four times, would you trust them to show up the fifth? No. We wonder why we don't trust ourselves to show up the fifth when we haven't showed up for the one, two, three, or four. So action creates evidence. Evidence takes the principle and it hardens it into a belief. So now you can really believe it. Why? I have proof. I have proof. When I wake up and do what I say I'm gonna do the night before, I fucking feel awesome. And if I do that for like 6 to 12 months, holy shit, my confidence gone up. I have more what in myself? More belief. More belief. Belief is principles acted on consistently over time. Another thing that's kind of like a quiet killer is principles acted on every now and again. Because it feels like you're working really, really hard, but it's the start-stop machine. Anybody done that? Yeah. Start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. That's why it's consistently lived. This is something I tell myself. It's like your world is not changed by your opinion, only your behavior. Action is what instills that. Two more things. Once we decide who we want to be in our life, whether live in that victim triangle or live in that fulfillment triangle, we know what it is we want. We know we have to be the leader of it. We understand the principles assigned, or we understand the things that we need to value and the principles that back that. We take action, make them beliefs. The next thing that we have to do is we have to surround all of that with boundaries of anything that gets in the way of that. Boundaries is the pathway to self-respect. Self-respect is what you earn when you do the things you said you were going to do. Boundaries is it's just saying no to anything that doesn't get you to what it is that you want. The hardest thing about this sometimes is setting boundaries with people that you really, really love. And so this is why I always say, of all of these things that you have, that we wrote these down, you know what you need to value, you know your principles, you know how we need to take those into, turn them into beliefs through actions, through evidence. We have to communicate these with the people we love. We have to communicate these with our organizations. We have to communicate these, we have to tell the story. Not to get people on board, but for people to know who you've decided you're gonna be. And if people don't believe you, he or she's doing that thing again, it's because in the past we've started and stopped a bunch. Share who you're gonna be, communicate it, and go fucking be it. Because now not only do you have trust in yourself, you've curated the trust of everybody around you. So set boundaries until they believe in you, like you believe in you. And this is hard for people, but there's like Google like 100 sexy ways to say fuck off. It's in there, like, you know what I mean? It's in there. It's like they do a really sexy thing of like how to say no, you know? It's just like, I'm a no for now, you know, I'll let you know if anything changes. Or no thanks. I mean, there's a lot of ways to set boundaries around the things that you want. And lastly, is to put yourself in environments that applaud and or support where it is that you want to go. Some of us, it's an uphill battle. We're with an organization that doesn't support where we want to go. Or we have a group of friends that doesn't support where we want to go. The truth is this too, is once we start moving it forward and we're in flow and we're in alignment, we start to curate these things, that next level, next level, next level, next level, you don't wait for the environment or try to enter it, you fucking create it. Leaders don't wait for environments. They create environments. They create them. And then once they create them for long periods of time, they start to attract to those environments. Now, you've created like this supernova of an environment. Like for me, they're like, what keeps you driven? I'm like, I fucking have to. I'm surrounded by so many people that we've attracted, luckily, through the growth, that like I don't have a choice. There's no choice. It's like, get around people. I love this in business. It's like, get around people that like you either grow or they leave. Those are the environments I like being around. Because it doesn't suggest it. It doesn't say if you feel like it. It fucking demands it. And you can live a life like that. You can have a business like that. And when you do, and you get in alignment like this, things start to flow. That doesn't mean everything's easy. Doesn't mean everything is like, there isn't problems. I've got a ton of them. And the further up you get, the bigger those problems get. And what's fun is, I tend to believe this, hard work is only hard when you're doing it with the wrong people. And when you're in alignment, you attract other people that are in alignment. And now you get to work on these hard problems in your business with really, really, really cool people. People who understand, people who are genuinely empathetic. Because they're like, I've been there, and you're not quitting. And it's this beautiful thing that you get to experience that allows for an insane amount of fulfillment, an insane amount of growth, because I don't know if you've realized this in your life, success is cool, all that stuff's great, but the relationships that you get to experience in your life are like fucking everything. Everything. I realized that when, I don't know, so many times you come close in business to like, when you're pushing really hard to losing it all. I remember the first time I was, or the second or third time I was about to, you know, we're on the edge of that. If this and this and this didn't happen, it was like gone. Risking it. I was like, I'm cool with it. Because I have the coolest fucking people in my life. And that's like a fulfilling life. And that's a business that you're excited to go to every single day. And that's a business that you know people got your back and are there for you because they're not living in that drama triangle and neither are you. So I hope this helped for you guys today. I hope there's something that you can apply. Go figure out what it is you value. If you struggle with what it is that you value, look at somebody that you really look up to, that inspires you, that you want to follow. Figure out what it is they value. And turn your lived values, if it's not where you want to be, you have desired values in your heart. Turn those desire values into your live values. It's the simplest way to change the game. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you're looking for even more valuable content and resources to help you grow your business, then we invite you to join our community, Next Level Agents at eXp Realty. By joining us, you'll gain access to exclusive benefits like live trainings, events, masterminds, weekly Zooms, digital downloads, and so much more, all designed to help you grow your business. To learn more and become a part of our community, simply visit kevinandfred.com/contact and get in touch with us today. Of course, if you're not quite ready to take the plunge and join our community, that's no problem at all. You can still access all of our great content for free right here on this podcast. And again, we thank you for listening. We look forward to continuing to bring you valuable insights and more advice in the future.